We're up to a Yudalad Amar Aleph at the bottom. Oshet Rabbi Akiva, Mi'neim shal kohanim lo nimnum lahadlik, es ha-shemen shenifso b'tvul yom, b'ner shenikma b'tamei neis, apapishim oshifin tum al tumasa. So what did Rabbi Akiva add? The following case. A tvul yom who has a din of a sheni, but he's not mamish a sheni, because there's a shita that holds that if a tvul yom touches kodesh, even though he makes it a shlishi, that shlishi can't make a ravi, because he's not really tamid. He's once in a mikvah. He's just what's it called, mechusar harav shemesh. Hasn't had yet the sun come down. So he's called a tvul yom when we learn from psukim that he passes truma. But lachora could be that he doesn't make mamish a shlishi that could make a ravi bakodesh. So a tvul yom, there's a special halacha that he passes truma. So tvul yom touch truma, okay? Shemen shenifso b'tvul yom, that truma is possible, but it's not tummy. It can't make anything else tummy. It's possible, that's all. So it's not even tummy. And a ner shenitma b'tummy neis, okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. Okay, pashtus it means that a person was tummy from a neis. He's a Rishon Latuma. He's an Avatuma. And now he touches this Nair, so the Nair becomes a Rishon Latuma. Okay? Michti. Shemen Shenitzel B'tvul Yom Ayavi Shlishi. Shemen that became possible because of the Tvul Yom is basically a Shlishi. And he can't make anything else Tamei and Trumat. V'chimadrik lei b'Nair Shenikma B'tamei Neis Mayavi Sheni. Right? And when you madlik that shemen with a nair that was nitma b'tomei neis, so what is that nair? That nair is a risha. So it makes the truma sheni. Okay? Havi sheni. Maiko mashmalan. Shlishi mutar asoso sheni hanuha. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? That a shlishi, you're allowed to burn a shlishi with a rishon and make it into a sheni. You're allowed to elevate a shlishi from a sheni. It's exactly what the Chanina Chaskana Kohanim said. The way we learn, it's talking about a vlad, and you're making a shlishi into a sheni. It's exactly the same case. Omer of Yehuda hach b'nir shumat teches haskinan d'rachmano omar b'chalal cheref hariyu k'chal v'havi atatumah. Now it's talking not about a regular nair. Normal nairos, again, a nair means a crucible that you keep the oil in. A normal nairos were made out of kli cheres. And this halacha of cheres hikacholo, according to everybody, doesn't apply to kli cheres. But, according to the Rambam, all other kelim, begadim, any kli except for kli cheres, as a special halacha by a maze of cheref hariv kachal. According to others, it's dafka by kli mateches that this halacha applies, and Tosas shita is that it's dafka by kli mateches. So when the Gemara says the ner shel mateches, it's dafka. According to the Rambam, it's dafka. It means not a ner of cheres. And then the ner is usually made out of mateches or cheres. So it's not cheres, it's mateches. But lahalach of cheres hikacholo, it could be any kli. There's a shittas hagaonim, which this Gemara seems to be clearly not lahalach, right? Very difficult to understand. The shittas hagaonim is that cheres hikacholo only applies to something that killed a person, where the thing itself killed the person. Usually you don't kill people with nails. So it's not mashma over here, that's the case. In any case, what's the case of cheref hikacholo? Cheref hikacholo means that, according to Tosfos, if a metal kli touches a mace, it becomes aviyavo satuma. It's an exception. Normally it goes down one level. Here it remains at the same level. Therefore, if a, if a cheref hikacholo touched an avatuma, it becomes an avatuma. It doesn't go down one level. Okay? There's a machlokas, whether what's it called, whether this applies also to a Rishon Letuba. Okay? According to most Rishonim, it only ends with an Agatuma. Either the Nes itself or an Agatuma. Tamei Nes. But a Rishon Letuba doesn't make a Cherati Kechol a Rishon. It becomes a Sheni. After that, it's normal, the normal succession of Tuma. However, the Mevar Tanura holds that even a Rishon Letuba, you say Cherati Kechol. Not only by an Avatuma and Navi Avosatuma. Another Shaila, we'll get to the Rashi in a second, just what this Cherati Kecholo mean, that it's just a halacha, that it doesn't go down one level. But it's not mamish like a mace. Matkamina is it matani ba'olev, like a mace. Right? Or it's just that it's not one level less, that it doesn't have all the dinim of a mace. The Rambam holds that Cherati Kecholo is not Matami B'masa V'Ohem. It's the same level of Tumah, but only L'gabi Negiyah. It's not if you carry it without touching it, or if you're in the same Ohel, doesn't have a din of Cherati Kecholo. Okay? The famous Tosfos says, how could any of our Kohanim ever walk into anybody's house? Because L'chora, every Kaili, every house came out, had somebody die in it. In those days, didn't die in hospitals, right? So over the years, somebody died in the house. And all the kalim in the house, at least the metal kalim, became Cherati Kecholo. So how could a Kohen walk into the houses? So some say because Namatami Bola, only the Negiya, right? And others hold that a Kohen is not Muzer on Cherati Kecholo. Because any tumor that a Nazir is not Muzer on, a Kohen isn't. And a Nazir is not Muzer on Cherati Kecholo either. In fact, the Rambam holds that Nazir Bechlau doesn't need Hazor from a Cherati Kecholo. Special halacha by a Nazir. We'll get to that in a second. Okay, in any case, so the Rambam holds that a Cherati Kecholo the Rambam holds that it's Matami B'maga, Masa, and Ohel. Tosfos holds it's not Matami B'Ohel. The Rambam holds it's Matami across the board. Right. However, the Rambam holds that you can't become a Cherati Kecholo B'Masa B'Ohel. Only if your mom is touching. So only if the kli actually touches the mace, it becomes two in yonim here. One is what kind of tumah, something that became Cherati Kecholo, what kind of tumah does it have? So there the Rambam holds it has all the dinim of tumah of the mace. It's Matami Ba'ohel, Matami Ba'masa, and Benegiya. But how do you become a Cherati Kecholo? Only Benegiya. Once something comes Benegiya, it's Matami, Ba'masa, Ba'ohel, and Benegiya. But it can only become Cherati Kecholo B'Negiya. It can't become a Cherati Kecholo Derech Ohel. And the Ramban holds that it's Metame B'Masa, but not B'Ohel. And Rabbeinu Tam holds Metame B'Ohel too. Mamish like a mace. It's the same exact halach of a mace. And the Rishani says that a person that became Tameh through Cherati Kecholo is as if he touched a mace and he knew made Poraduma to be Matar. And the Ramban holds he doesn't need it. It's just that he has the same darga of Tuma as the mace. But he's not, an Avatuma touches him. Touches this kli, so it has the same darga, but doesn't need tvila. Doesn't need hazar, shlishi, ushvi. It's only if your mama touch a mace. If you touch a cherati kecholo, that doesn't necessitate hazar. Another shayla, if you do need hazar, let's say a cherati kecholo touched something that's Tomei Nation, Avatuma, on the seventh day before the Hazar. So what's the halakha for you? Does it now become mamish and Avatuma as if it touched the mace? And now it needs Hazar twice on the third and the seventh day? Or no? It becomes exactly what it touched. What it touched had Hazar on the third day. So it needs Hazar now on the seventh day. Or if it had Hazar already, then it wouldn't need Hazar. It becomes exactly, that's the shayla. Does the tuma of the thing that it touched transfer to that exactly? Or no, it just now becomes as if it had touched the mace. And all the halachas of what touches the mace apply to it. Or does it become exactly like this thing? That's the shayla. Okay, anything else over here? Okay, let's not see what it is. Okay, so talking over here, where it's a ner shomatechet, it's not cheres. So according to everybody, ner shomatechet has a din of cheres u'kechalo, and therefore it becomes a, what's it called, a risha. That it becomes an avatum, right? And therefore, the chiddush over here is that you can make a shlishi a rishon. The Tanaka, what's it called, Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohanim, only told me you can make a shlishi a sheni. And he came along now, Rabbi Akiva, and added that you can make a shlishi a rishon. To Rashi. Hai nuhach. Mai havi sheni. Ne'er havi rishon. Right? The mace touched the person touched the nair, so the nair is a rishon l'tumah. The mace is aviavos, the person who touched the mace is an avatumah, and the avatumah touched the nair is a rishon l'tumah. So hainu hach, the Rabbi Chanina, the taritzna v'hafi. We said that Rabbi Chanina is talking about a vlad vlad. So it's talking about a shlishi that's becoming a sheni from a rishon. So why is, what's it called, Rabbi Akiva being Moshe? He's saying the exact same thing. My Hosef, Rabbi Akiva, the Mashma, the Hosef, Eidus, al-Eidus, Chiddush, al-Chiddush. Mashma Hosef means that he added a new case that wasn't included in the Chanina's Tana Kohanim. Mora says, the Chalo Cheref, Hikish Cholo Cheref L'Cholo. Torah compared the Cheref to the Cholo. Cholo was the dead body. Matechah shenogba meis, and a cherev is not kli cheres. They didn't make charovim out of cheres. So a cherev is matechah. Shenogba meis, and again, the machlokas rishonim, does that mean la fuke from cheres? Anything that's not cheres, but doesn't have to be matechah. That's what the Rambam Shita is. Or it means dafka matechah, like a cherev. So, but if this halach applies according to everybody, by Matzeches. Matzeches shenogah v'neis, here Rashi's mashma, that it's dafka Matzeches. Harehu avi avos hatumah, k'meis atzma. So we learn from this pasuk that a kli Matzeches, that touched the mace, doesn't become an atatumah. It remains avi avos hatumah, mamash like a mace. And we said, machlokes, whether it's mamash like a mace, metzani with all the tumas that a mace does, or legabe tumas negia, it has the level of avi avos hatumah, but nothing more. Ukshinaga b'tomeneis, harihu avatumah kamo. And therefore, when this cheret touches a person, that person becomes an avatumah, not a rishon. Ksheres hakosuv u'b'mateches, etzol tumas neis, v'lo etzol shar tumas. It's a special halacha by mateches, Rashi says, and by tumas neis. It doesn't apply to any other tumah. V'havi le'ner avatumah. Therefore, this nair is an avatumah, because it, what's it called, was touched by an avatumah, and it doesn't go down a level, it remains equal to the level that touched it.
Substituting avi avos and an av?
Avi avos and an av, that an avi avos makes an av, and a av makes a risha.
So it's not mamish then like a mace. It's not mamish like the chalo itself is an avi avos.
Right, but didn't touch the mace. The case of the Gemara is not where the nair touched the mace. Right? The case of the Gemara is where the mace touched a person and the person touched the nair. The Rishonim and Achronim speak, why didn't Rabbi Akiva say it's talking about a case where the nair touched the mace? Tell me a bigger chiddush. Nekis, that's not for me. Right? But the Rice of the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva is only moshif one level. The nair didn't touch the mace directly, because then it would be an aviavos making a shlishi an av. That Rabbi Akiva didn't say. His chiddush was one step up, that an av can make a shlishi a risha. That much here. More than making a shlishi a sheni. Shenosim shemen shlishi letocho nasarisha. When you put shemen shlishi into a, what's it called, a nair, that's a av, it becomes a risha matumba. So you're elevating a shlishi to a risha, which is one step more than what Rabbi Chanina Chaskana Kohanim says. Mar says, Umay duchhe de Rav Yehuda la'okne b'nir shom atzeches. Why did Rav Yehuda say it's talking back about a nir shom atzeches, which is unusual, because most neros were cheres. Nokme b'nir shom cheres. Say it's talking about a regular nir of cheres. Umay hosif. So what's the hosafa? Just like Rav Chanina Chaskana Kohanim, you're making a shlishi into a sheni, same thing over here. Hasam tamei b'tamei. The ilu hocha posel b'tamei. Over there by kodshim, the shlishi is tamei. Because by kodshim, a shlishi can make a revi. So the chiddush is, even though this is a shlishi b'kodesh, which is tamei, meaning it's metamei other things, still you can make from that shlishi a sheni. Rabbi Chanina Skanaklava, Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, even by Truma, where the Shlishi isn't Tumah, it's only Pasul. So it says less Tumah. Doesn't have the power to Matameh anything else. Right? And what's it called? Still, you can make it into a Sheni, which is Tumah. You can make Pasul into Tumah. Mashenkin, Rabbi Chanina Skanaklavanin said, you can make Tumah. Lesser tumor into bigger tumor. But parcel, which is even less, that we don't know. Even though they're the same levels, shlishi to sheni, but this is a shlishi that's tameh, this is a shlishi that's only parcel. They ask, lechora, the shlishi could still make a revi b'kodesh. The shlishi, right, of truma is only not metame or revi, but truma. But if it touches basher kodesh, it makes it a revi. Some say that that's not true. That's what I told you before, that a tvul yom makes truma posel, but it's not that it's a shlishi. It's just posel. And therefore, it doesn't make a revi b'kodesh. It remains posel, that's it. Only something that was makabel truma from a sheni, not just not a tvul yom, but a real sheni, makes a shlishi that's matame or revi. But a tvul yom only passes truma. Doesn't make it a shlishi that can make a revi b'kodesh. Another says, no, since the gabi truma, it's only pasul, and this is truma, not kodesh, so it's a lower darga, even though it could be matami kodesh. That's a din in the kodesh. It's not a din in the truma. Okay. Yiluhacha pasul b'kami. Rashi, nokma b'ner shalcheres, de'enu el arisha, kinogea b'tami meis. And then, when an av hatuma touches a ner shel cheres, it becomes a rishon hatuma, not an av. Because cheres, the halach of cheres yikachol, doesn't apply. Vashmin Rabbi Akiva, so what's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush? The shlishi mutar lasos, so sheni. That you're allowed to make a sheni, a shlishi into a sheni. With a kashalon, mahos, if I'd Rabbi Chanina, and you ask, then you have the question, so what's his hosafa on Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim? He also said, you can make a shlishi a sheni. Hosif tuva. The ilu hosum gabi boser kodshim, kisorif shlishi bahadi rishon, baso sheni, tomei hoya mitzvila, but tomei acherim. By boser kodesh, something that's a shlishi has the power of being matamei a revi. Sha shlishi osu revi b'kodesh. The aksha kshu sheni habi tomei. And now that it's a sheni, it's also tummy. So you didn't change its status completely, you just brought it up one notch. You took something that was tummy, that could have made something else tummy, to something that's more tummy, that can make something else tummy. That's what Rabbi Hanina Shkana Kohani was machadish. Kolomar lo nishtana shmo lekilko yosh rishona. You're making one tummy into a bigger tummy, but they both were tummy. Tummy meaning they can make tummy something else. The ilu gabi edusho shrabi akiva gabi trumakoi. The ilu shemen kodesh enu elishol menachos. When Rabbi Akiva said shemen shel truma, it has to be shemen shel truma, because there's no shemen shel kodesh that you're allowed to burn with, that you're allowed to use for to burn. Because what is shemen shel kodesh? Shemen of menachos. Benechohu. You eat it, you don't burn it. Only truma tmeya can you burn. The im nitma kodem shenasnu the mincha. Right, we should kiddush the kli, ain't lo hetter the kohanim, the nisra the kodesh the beis hadeshen, the sharp shule kotshe kadoshe. Manasha, if the shemen, if the shemen of menachas, and it's tahar, so you have to use it for the mincha. You can't use it for your own purposes, even a kohen. There's no such halacha that a kohen is allowed to use shemen of menachas for anything but eating it. And if it became tameh, after it was niskadish the kli, then it's psulei mikudoshim. And psulei mikudoshim has to be burned, not, and use it while you're burning it, has to be burned, what's it called, in the place where you burn, psulei kodshim. Not in your house, in your nair. Aval shemen truma shenitma kohanim adlikim bo. Dichsiv nosati zircha es mishmeres trumosai bishtei trumos akasim medaber. Achas truma tahora, the achas truma tmeya. Right? Doesn't mean your tavshil is in Yevamos Perakohara. Right? That's the makor of where you know that you're allowed to burn it and use it for fuel. What's the halacha is like this? By truma tmeya, the Torah says mishmeres trumosai in the plural, mashma truma tahora and truma tmeya, and it says shelcha lecha. Mashma, that's yours. Truma Torah is yours, you could eat it. So what's Truma Tameya yours? You're not allowed to eat Truma Tameya. Elamai, you're allowed to use it for fuel. Special halacha. That Truma Tameya, you're allowed to use for fuel. And we learned that in the Gemara in Yevamos for Perakohar. The Shemin Shlishi Shal Truma, Eno Tame, the Tame Achirin, El Apostle. So Shemin of Truma, right, that's a Shlishi, is not Tame. It's only possible. The ein shlishi osa ravi b'truma. By truma, there's no such thing as a ravi. So it ends with shlishi. So the shlishi is not tameh, it's only possible. Look at the truma, at least. The chihadar avid le'sheni habe le'tameh. Now, when you make a shlishi b'truma, a sheni, you're changing it from possible to tameh, even though you're only bringing up one level. But you're changing its whole status. Till now it was possible, now it's tameh. Masha'enken, Rabbi Hanina Skana Kohanim, he was talking about a shlishi bakodesh, which is tummy. So you're making a tumma shlishi to a tumma sheni. But you're not changing its status, only its level. Okay. So if that's the case, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that? Why did Rabbi Yehuda have to say that Rabbi Akiva's adding a, what's it called, making a shlishi into a rishon? Right, because of Cherethi Kecholo, why didn't he say this? Where it says, Omar Rava Masnisim Kshise, because Rabbi Yehuda was bothered by a steer in Mishnayos. My iri detani ner shenitma betamei meis. Right, why did it have to say a ner that became tamei betamei meis? Any avatuma would be the same thing. But it should said, ner shenitma ba'avatuma, like a sheretz. Nishnei shenikma b'sheret, or any abatuma. Ela hezeu dover shechaluka tumaso ben tumas meis l'sheret, hevi omer zemateches. Right? So, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said that it has to be that Rabbi Akiva is not talking about making a shlishi into a sheni, and the difference only is the status, because then it wouldn't have to say ner shenikma b'tamei meis. It should just say ner shenitma b'avatuma. Must be that it said a ner that was nitma b'tamei meis, because there's something special about tamei meis and this ner that doesn't apply by other avos atuma. What is that? The din of cherev u'kachol. Rashi masnis and shisei lo Rabbi Yehuda. My ear is a tani tani meis, even there shall cheres koi, uberishon askinan, lomali the nakat shekibel tuma zumi abatuma shal meis. Why mention specifically that it was makabel tuma bitame meis, from an avatuma of meis? Lishne shenitma stam. It was nitma from an avatuma. Right? And I'm kaimalon, the ain kli makabel tuma, elami avatuma. It has to be talking where it's an avatuma, because a kli is not makabel tuma from a rishon. Only ochlin and mashkin are makabel tuma from a rishon the tuma. Mali avatuma de meis, mali avatuma de sheret. Shall we stam that the kli was makabel tuma? And I'll know it's makabel tuma from one of the other satuma. A sheret, a medeva, whatever's an avatuma. Elab in the nokat meis, shmami nobim nir shumatechas askinan. Since it mentioned meis specifically, it must be talking about a halacha that applies to meis only with this snare. So what is that? If it's a cheres snare, then there's no special halachas. Elamai must be a ner shomateches, and it must be a special halacha over here that a ner shomateches that touched an av hatuma of a meis becomes an av hatuma. And the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that you can make a shlishi into a rishon. The yesh chilek bo bein nigiyas avatuma de meis la avatuma de alma. Vashmin and the bener shuats ma avatuma ko omar. Let's go on. Omar Rava. Shmamino kesova Rabbi Akiva tumas mashkim latame acherim de oraisa. From here we can derive that Rabbi Akiva holds that when a mashka becomes tame, it could be matame acherim in a Torah. We'll learn later on that there's a machlokis for the tumas mashkin. Tumas mashkin for themselves is for sure from the Torah. But tumas mashkin that they have the korah to be metame other things could only be a din derabbanan. It's machlokis later on. The Esau Gedaitis, where do we see this, that tumas mashkin letame acherin is the raisa from what Rabbi Akiva said. The Esau Gedaitis derabbanan, because if you hold the whole tuma of mashkin to be matame acherim is the rabbanon michti. Hai ner mako mahanya lahai shemen. What's this ner adding to the shemen? Right? Tuma. Ilap sule gufe or posel the court. If it's to make it posel, meaning that it can't be matame anything else, it's already posel. It's not adding anything. You're poseling something that's posel. Right? Elamai, what's it called? It's what's it called, the Kav of Koi. Right? So Elamai, it must be that it's making it now Tame to be Matame Acherim. Because if it's not Matame Acherim, then it's only possible. So there's no difference between a Rishon, a Sheni, a Shlishi, if it can't be Matame other things. The only difference between the Dargis of Tuma is not how bad Tame it is, how much it could be. It could push the tumor vital. So if it can't make anything else tame, min haTorah, so then it's only possible. So you're not changing it to a degree at all. It was possible to begin with, it's possible now. You didn't bring it up a level, well now it can be matame other things, because mashkin can't be matame anything, min haTorah. Elamai, Rabbi Akiva must hold that mashkin are matame min haTorah. And therefore, by making this a rishon, it could now make a sheni. Before, it was only possible. So you changed its status and its level of tumah completely. Rashi. Shema minam, the kamer hosif Rabbi Akiva, the sover tumas mashkin, latame acherim d'oraisei. Udalokahani tanoi, the pirkin, the amri lakamon, shein mashkin matame ochel minatzor element of rabbanon. Not like those tanoim, who we'll learn later in this parak, hold that mashkin can't be matame ochel minatzor only with rabbanon. The isok daita, the ein mashkin, matame acherim element of rabbanon, because if you hold that mashkin are only matame ochel with rabbanon, my tosefes to osif Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva adding? The Omer Shashemen Shehi Shlishi Asu Rishon Umabekach. What's he telling me? That the Shemen that was Pasul, a Shlishi, now becomes a Rishon. But it's a Rishon, it's really only Pasul. because mashkim are never matame anything else, according to those shitas. Umabekach, hay near avatuma ki asol rishon ha'shemen my mahani le achresh le tami acherim. So a rishon is only klape what koach it has matami other things, but there's no idea of a rishon that can't be matami other things. Then it's possible. So he didn't change its status at all. Latsule gufe, who the mother's Rashi on said then. But it says, we may, what's the raya? Dilma, Tame Achim, the Rabbana, maybe an Achinami. Rabbi Akiva holds that mashkin, like the shemen over here, can only be Matame other things, Matarabon, not Minatol. Where it says, Ime the Rabbanon, my ire, oh, 1 second. And therefore you're changing its status, at least rabbinically. Rashi, Dilma, Ahani le Shitame Achim, Yashim, the Rabbana. Maybe that's Rabbi Akiva's edus. You're taking a shlishi that even midrabanan can't be matame, and you're making it a rishon which midrabanan could be matame. So his halsofa was in a dindarabanan, not in a dindaraisa. Where it says no, if you hold that Rabbi Akiva held that dindarabanan already applied, that mashkin a matame, then maybe the yud ches dover also applied. Then you can't say meyam shel kohanim means always. Before there were any Xeris Rabbana. Now we're saying that it takes in consideration Xeris Rabbana. So if it's talking with Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan, my iribabatuma, a fila barishon b'sheni, nomi tchila hade, this man, kol apostolos atruma, metame maskim lios tchila, chutz mitvulyon. And the shmami nodio, I say. Because once you're saying that Rabbi Akiva may be talking about dine the Rabbanan, then there's a din d'rabbanan that anything that passes truma makes a what's it called liquid into a rishon l'truma. Right? It puts it back and makes it a tchila, makes it a rishon. There's no such thing as a sheni or a shlishi by mashkim. Adarabba, the rabbanan made mashkim, since mashkim are makabel truma without hechsher, they're all of makabel truma, they're more vulnerable. So the Rabbanu were machmer with them. And they said that even if something that would normally make a shlishi touches a mashke, it doesn't become a shlishi. It becomes a rishon. It goes back to the beginning. Becomes a rishon. All mashkim are rishon. And we learned it in Shabbos. Because of the gzera, because of mashkim shel zav, which is an avatuma. So therefore, what's it called? And if the mashkim of a zav touches tumah, it becomes a rishon of tumah. So therefore, every mashke becomes a rishon l'tumah. Mar says, Dilma, I tosefes v'rabonin os hashminan, my iri denokat shemadlikin osa benir avatumah. Why say that it became tameh from an avatumah in order to become a rishon? If it's mashkin, and if we're talking about tumah to rabonon, then a mashke is a rishon even if it touches a shlishi. She also knows for the high shem and rishon d'oraisa, Inami Ashmoinan, Shemadlikino Sobarishon Latuma, or Besheni Latuma, Nami Trila Havi. Because the Shemen, even if it was in a Nair, that was a Shli, that a Sheni, would become a Rishon. Kolomar, Ika Nami Tosefis Mid Rabbanan. If we're talking about Rabbanan Dinim, then there's a Tosefis, even if it's not an Abatuma. It's a Tosefis everywhere till Sheni, because you're going to make the Shemen into a Rishon. Ki ahisha nasa risha mit rabbanan, o metami o tsheni vishlishi. Do gosha rabbanan, ala maskin, shafilu nogu maskin, bisheni, yasa rishoni. Except for tfuyom, this man, kol apostolus atruma, kol hani de maisin of a perikisius ha-shabas, gabi shmono sar dover, she gosha aleim torah shniyim, litzlus atruma, like yodayim, stam yodayim, have a din of a sheni. If they touch truma, the truma is possible. If they touch mashkim, the mashkim becomes a rishon. Mitamin mashkim afilu chulin liol tchila. Even mashkim chulin become a rishon if they're touched by something that would passel truma. In other words, something's a sheni. Chutz mitvulyom, except for a tvulyom. There's another case where we see that a tvulyom is not mamish tomei, he could just passel truma. She passel truma min atorah. Because all the other things that passel truma are the rabbanan. The only thing that can passel truma that's min ha-Torah basically, special dinners at four yom. Ukseris akosati. Ukseris akosati, because the guy went to the mikvah. He's not really tummy. He's not really ashamed. He's just a four yom. And the halach is a four yom pasal truma. We don't go pasal. Mikoma kom iklisha tuma today. But Lamaisa, his tumor is not so strong. Since he went to the mikveh, even though he didn't have Harif Shemesh, his tumor is lightened. V'lo gozra be'lasos mashkin p'chila. De'en divrei Torah tzrichin chizuk. Because the Rabbanah didn't have to mechazek divrei Torah. So therefore they didn't make that if a tvul yom touches mashkin, it becomes a risha. But every other sheni, which is usually the Rabbanah, there they made the gzerah. Mishum the mashkim alulim makabel tumba. Why did they make such a gzera? Because mashkim are vulnerable to tumba. Because umahi alilasan she makabel tumba shlo behechshir. A mashka doesn't need one of the mashkim to come on it to make it tummy, to make it possible to become tummy. It's automatically able to makabel tumba by itself. Gozu aleim chomer harbe shiu kohanim nizarim v'shomer. Right, mashma a little bit. It's another shaila. Why mashkim or alulim? Is it because it's as if they have hechsher? They're mashkim themselves. Or they don't need hechsher. It's mashkim from this halacha that mashkim don't need a hechsher, not because it's as if they're mashkim themselves, because then they're the same as everything else. They need a hechsher, except they are mashkim themselves. Mashkim, they don't need a hechsher, but la. The halacha of hechsher only applies to Oakland.
What about mashkim that are not yet shahadam?
Mashkim that are not Yad Shachatam. El Shmamino, mid the Mahadar Lamev de Rishon, the Oraisa, since Rabbi Akiva wanted to say that it's talking about, what's it called, Tuma of Ava Tuma, Mashma, he's not talking about the Rabbanan Tumas. He's talking about the Raisa Tumas. Shmamino, the Tmuya Acherim. Rabbi Akiva's edus was that it makes it a higher tumah d'oraisa, not tumah d'rabbanan. Kol sefer tumah, what is the order of tumah? Av osa rishon, rishon sheni b'chulin v'sulo, by chulin it ends with a sheni, the sheni shlishi b'trumah, a sheni can make a shlishi b'trumah, but no more than that, u shlishi revi b'kodesh, kulam d'oraisa u b'pirkin, all of those are d'oraisa. But that a risha, that a sheni, can make a mashka into a rishon, that's only a dindarabon.